What is good? What is good? What is really, really good? Ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy James, a.k.a. Hollywood J. Black, live in the building once again. Back with another Overtime Sports Show, y'all. It is Monday, August 3rd, 2020. Yes, unfortunately, we are still in 2020. This year will not end by any means necessary. And I feel that once we get to December 31st at 11:59, the fates will be like, you know what? No, forget midnight. We're going to go straight to 11:60, y'all. Just keep this year going. Keep this shit show going all the way. But fear not. As long as there are sports in a somewhat of a some manner, Hollywood J. Black will be here live with y'all. So have a seat, relax, chill. Let's have a drink, and let's get right down to it. All right. That's a protein shake, I might add. Ain't no alcohol. It's too late, and I got work in the morning. But real talk. Let's have a conversation, y'all. So the NBA restart popped off this weekend. It popped off on Friday. It popped off on Thursday. We did a little preview show about the games that were going on. We celebrated Big Sin's birthday on Friday, so we didn't have time to kind of break down what was going on throughout the basketball. But it seems that things are back to normal. The way that the NBA has everything set up, I don't know what you guys have been doing. Hopefully you guys have been paying attention to the highlights that we've been dropping on the Simple Black Sports page. But we have been really doing it big. The NBA is actually doing it big. The NBA has actually taken the initiative. They said, you know what? We're going to do this right. We got to do this right by our fans. So what they have done is you can on the sides of the stands now, because I've been to this place. This is at the Disney Sports Complex. I've been there for a few of my son's martial arts tournaments. I think I explained this in a previous video, but where we sat in the bleachers, they've replaced those bleachers with digital, like a digital LED board, kind of like what you see on the side of a wrestling on the WWE rings, right? And on this digital board, you can buy tickets to be in the crowd on the LED board. So all you got to do is go to the Coors website, the Coors Beer Company, and go on and buy your tickets. Buy your tickets for your drink. You can just sit down and chill, watch the game from the side just the way that the game is supposed to be played. You'll be right on the side, just like you were in the stands. And they've given that immersive experience. Like that is probably something so revolutionary. And who would have thought that that would be a huge thing? Just that small little detail of making it seem like this is like real life. The other thing
would be a huge thing.
Oh, hold on.
Just that small little detail.
Oh, look, I was too loud. Look at that. So just that small little detail. Just the small little, hold on, let me finish this text real quick. Just that small little thing. They pump it in crowd noise just like it would be at the real game. On the court floor, they've made it look like, so whatever the home team that pops off, they've made it so that that's like their home floor. So like if Milwaukee's playing on floor number one that night, the floor will be painted just like the Bucks' home court in Milwaukee. If the Nets are playing on home court, then they make it seem like the Nets are the ones that are there, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think to me, it's probably one of the best experiences to make the players feel acclimated to playing back at home. Like you feel they've even somehow been able to pipe in like intense playoff noise. Like, so when things are getting down to the wire, the noise gets louder. If the visiting team is shooting a free throw, the boos get louder and the chants and stuff, and they have things on the side that kind of distract you. Sanitizer, in abundance. They're making sure everybody's cleaned off. But make no mistake, the NBA has really taken advantage of their unique opportunity and their unique presentation of how they want you, the fans, to see the game when there's fans in there, and actually implemented that into their everyday business. I thought that, to me, is probably the best thing that the NBA could have ever done. So two claps for the NBA. You know how we do. As far as the games themselves, they were highly competitive. That Dallas-Houston game, which was just ridiculous. They scored a total of about, what was it, over 300-some points almost? I watched the game. I'm pretty sure it was about 300 points that they scored as a total. So that in and of itself, that was pretty awesome. We had the first game, which was LeBron versus Kawhi, which left one heck of a moment with Kawhi looking like he was shook, trying to go to the middle like he normally would, with LeBron stifling him. That was the first time I ever seen Kawhi show a little bit of hesitation when going against LeBron, because you know you can't go LeBron square up one-on-one. He's too big. He's too powerful. He's going to make you miss. He's going to make you move. And the refs are not going to call that foul when it's LeBron versus Kawhi, because the refs know they want to see that matchup too, right? They already know. The refs are like, you know what? Nah, we ain't going to call that shit. So, you know, that's how it's going to be when the playoffs come. The refs are not going to call. If LeBron and Kawhi go one-on-one and it goes down into the paint, they want to see who's going to ball out. We already know that that's how the refs want it. There ain't going to be no shame and no game. It ain't going to be nothing. On top of that, we've seen some of the bubble teams. We're seeing the Pelicans not looking like the Pelicans. Brandon Ingram's looking like Brandon Ingram, and Lonzo Ball's looking like Lonzo Ball. They're looking like real legitimate ballers. But they're not. The Pelicans are not looking like the Pelicans, I hate to say. And the fact that they're dealing with Zion's weight issues, when they've really set this bubble up to make sure they try to get Zion versus LeBron at least the first round or the second round of the playoffs, you got to wonder, man. Listen. You got to ask yourself, I love Zion. And I really want to see Zion in the playoffs. I love to see Zion versus Kawhi. I love to see Zion versus LeBron. You know that's what the NBA wants, because that is a ratings draw, no doubt. And the games that they did play against each other in the season were really decent games. However, I don't think it's going to happen as long as Al Gentry is the coach. Listen. Alvin Gentry is a hell of a coach, but he's being very hesitant when it comes to Zion. I think everybody's still freaked out about Zion Williamson when he pressed so hard on the shoe, he blew out and destroyed the entire shoe during a crossover. I think that's the vision in people's heads, right? I think that's when they see Zion Williamson handle that ball, they're like worried that he's going to blow out another shoe or something, which isn't his fault. He was wearing shoes. He wore the same shoes for about 12 or 13 basketball games. And as a big man, such as myself, you know, when you hit that court, you can't do that. You can't wear the same basketball shoes and wear them for 40 minutes a game, or 35 minutes a game. You can't do that. That's not going to work, especially when you're a big man like Zion. It's just not going to happen. But they're so worried about that. I don't know what they're going to do. I'd be dead honest. I don't know what they're going to do. But I'll tell you who's taking real good advantage of COVID era basketball, and that is the Houston Rockets, James Harden, because you can't guard the man. And if you get too close to him, Russell Westbrook is sitting outside somewhere. And then this cat, the coach, Mike D'Antoni, has made an offense where they shoot the ball after 8-10 seconds. They ain't no running down the shot clock, none of that. They coming in, eight second shots, whether it's a 2-pointer, 3-pointer, whatever. They went super small ball where little 6'7" PJ Tucker is the center. He's 6'7". And this dude has to go against guys like Kristaps Porzingis, who's 7'1". Maxi Kleber, who's like almost 7 feet. Jacob Poeltl, who's 7 feet. And this man's got to guard those dudes. But PJ Tucker has been able to put up numbers. That's how you know that this COVID-era basketball is working. Now, also, this COVID-era basketball is making stars. Trey Burke had an amazing showing in Dallas in the first game. TJ Warren, with Oladipo being out, has showed his ass off in Indiana. Woo! Miami looking like a squidod, like a real serious contender. Like, real serious. Toronto still looking beautiful, as usual. While it's anybody's race in the East, it's really Lakers or Clippers in the West. But the problem is that you got a team like a Memphis that's creeping up. If they sit on the eighth seed, if Memphis sits on the eighth seed and comes in, they're going to give LeBron problems. That the Memphis defense is back, but they just got younger. It's just what it is. Excuse me, I had to take a little bit of drink. Memphis had to come in and ball, and they're not playing around. So whoever gets that 7th, 8th spot, they're going to come full force going against LeBron, going against Kawhi. They're not going to play around. There's not going to be no BS. There's not going to be no happy fun time. It's going to be none of that. It's going to be basketball. That's exactly what it's going to be. Was it like Jay-Z said, ball so hard, motherfuckers want to find me? That's how this shit's going to be. You know, Ja is playing with a chip on his shoulder. Brandon Clark, all them dudes, they're young. So they would love, as a young squad, to take Kawhi or LeBron to 6 or 7 games to prove themselves. You already know it. Like, you already know it, and you already see it. The Eastern Conference, we'll get back to the Western, though. But the Eastern Conference, I've watched them play over this, in the bubble. You can tell that there's some teams that want to be there, some teams that don't want to be there. I thought for a moment that Indiana just really didn't want to be there. Like, they just was like, you know, we're in playoff contention. Ooh, we don't want a ball. Well, TJ Warren wants the ball. He dropped 57 the first night, 35 the second night. TJ Warren hasn't been to the playoffs because he played for the Suns. He ain't been nowhere, sniffed no kind of playoffs at all. Which is ironic because the Suns are about to sniff the playoffs because of Booker, Rubio, and DeAndre Ayton. But that's, again, we'll talk about the West in a minute. We're really getting to a point, though, in the East, like I said before. Oh, what the hell was on my face? We get to a point in the East where we don't know what's going to happen on the East now. We don't know who's going to be the beast because Toronto is the defending champs. No doubt. I've watched them in the bubble. They still look like the defending champs. The Celtics still look like a work in progress with Kemba at the helm because Kemba is a killer. Gordon Hayward's finally getting his feet back together, and they're putting this team together, which is just a really, really, really good team. But I don't think they're going to be enough to come deep. But a team that is built for this, the Heat have beaten everybody. Like, they haven't taken an L against Toronto. They haven't taken – they took one L against Toronto. They haven't taken an L against the Sixers. They've had the Sixers number all season with Jimmy Buckets, and then they added Iguodala before the All-Star break. The Heat are looking like a whole snack, bro. Who else we got? Oh, Philly. That's the other thing. Philly, Joel Embiid. So this is the thing, okay? So Shake Milton, this cat named Shake Milton. I don't know if you ever heard this cat, right? Look him up. Name is Shake Milton. That's the legit government name, Shake Milton. Okay. I don't know whether his parents had a shake or, you know what I'm saying, or whether they was getting drunk or whatever. And they was like, you know what's bomb? A fucking shake. We should name our kid that. Now, I don't know if that's what happened, but there's a kid for the Sixers named Shake Milton who now this is what they've done now in the Sixers because Malik Scott being out has thrown out this whole starting lineup. It's gotten weird now. So now Ben Simmons, who used to be the point guard, is now starting at power forward. Tobias Harris is at the small forward. Embiid is, of course, your center. Shake Milton's at the point, and I forget who's at the shooting guard. But this weird-ass lineup is paying off in dividends. As a matter of fact, it just wins that game tonight with the Shake Milton three-pointer against the Spurs. The Spurs. You know Pop isn't going to be happy about that. He ain't going to be happy about some dude named Shake Milton beating him. You know, he's like, Shake? Dude, I got a DeRozan. You talking about Shake? Man. Some dude named Shake didn't shook him. He Shake then shook everyone, hit the three-pointer, and they win. And so that's what's going on with Philly. And this that weird-ass lineup. Who else we got? So I did say Indiana. So we said Miami, Indiana. We've talked about Philly, Boston, Toronto. So now we got Orlando. This is basically the home team of home teams. They're the squad right now. But Jonathan Isaac. Man, listen. Okay, so. Apparently, the internet sucks, okay, because Jonathan Isaac got hurt, tore his ACL, had to be off in a wheelchair. They were mad at Jonathan Isaac because he didn't stand up for the flag. I mean, no, he didn't kneel for the flag, and he didn't wear a Black Lives Matter shirt. And I'm like, okay, fine, you can be mad at that, whatever, but it's everybody's decision on what they want to do. He says he supports the movement, but he wants to support it in his own way. He can support the movement whichever way he wants to, as long as he understands that it's not right for the police to kill black people. I'm good with that, okay? I don't care how he supports the movement, as long as he does. But he tore his ACL on a freak play. The internet trolls are a bunch of internet trolls, as usual. I mean, shout out to the internet trolls. You know what I'm saying? And so now we've gotten to a point where you're wishing for people's downfalls. That's not the right thing to do. You can't be going out and just be like, you know what, fuck this dude because he tore his ACL and shit. I mean, well, I tore my ACL. People gave a shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like, nobody ever prayed for my downfall like they did Jonathan Isaac. But the Orlando Magic suffered because of that. Isaac was their man, and they didn't have a plan. But now they have a plan. And it starts with two letters, M-O. That's right, Mo Bamba in tomorrow's game. I think it's tomorrow's game. Is going to get the start for the first time in his career at power forward. I hope that they play the Mo Bamba song. Be like, no, it's only, get down on the floor. Yeah, I hope they play the Mo Bamba song the whole time he got the ball. I'm excited to see what Mo Bamba can do when he's got the starting position. So I'm happy about that. So Orlando's in the mix. We have – who's left? Brooklyn. So when Brooklyn came into this, there was like, we bubble ready. We have DeAndre Jordan healthy. We got Jared Allen healthy. We're basically coming in with the whole squad. Caris LeVert is healthy. We good. All of a sudden, DeAndre Jordan got old. Fucking Spencer Dinwiddie got out. Kyrie Irving still injured. He's out. He's out for the season. So now Brooklyn's coming in with Caris LeVert. And they're still balling. Caris LeVert is the truth. Listen, contract year. I think it's this year or next year is a contract year. They need to pay Caris LeVert. Caris, if you're watching this video, I doubt it. But if you are, I believe that you need to be paid every single last dollar for carrying this team into the playoffs if you guys can get in. The odd man out of this little thing is Washington. Washington does not deserve to be in the playoffs, near the playoffs, next to the playoffs, on the side of the playoffs. Matter of fact, Jim Moore, when he looks at the Washington Wizards, should just be like, playoffs? That's right, playoffs. It ain't no fucking playoffs for the Washington Wizards. The Washington Wizards are literally trash. I'm sorry. I love the Washington. I love Bradley Beal. I love Brad Beal. And I want to emphasize this again. I love Brad Beal, but I hate the Washington Wizards and wherever he does. If you think about this now, the Washington Wizards are like stuck. They're I think they were like 4 or 5 games behind before this shit started. And now it's gotten ridiculous now. So I don't even know where that's even going to end up. Let me check out the standings. I'm going to check out the standings. Where are we at? Yeah, because Charlotte's eliminated. I thought it was hilarious that Charlotte was eliminated. But Washington and Charlotte had the same record. Riddle me that. Riddle me that shit right there. I don't fucking get it. I think, or there was like one game off. But I would have. I think Charlotte would have made a better eighth seed than the damn fucking Wizards, man. The Wizards weren't built for this. The Wizards were not built for this format. They're just gonna be the odd man out, and that just is what it is. But Charlotte's apparently eliminated. But if Charlotte's eliminated, Washington's got to be eliminated because they got the. But they got this exact same record as it is now, but they completely eliminated Charlotte. I don't get that. Oh, my fucking God. And then, so now let's get to the West. I know we've been talking about the West. So shout out to my Warriors. We had a shit season, but we turned things around towards the end before, you know, we had to say bye-bye to everyone. The West, let me show you how the West was won. So we have your 8 playoff teams, okay? So we have, so we have your top 7. Dallas is in. So we have LA, both LAs, Denver, Houston, Utah, OKC, Dallas. They're in, guaranteed a spot, and we're talking about seeding at this point, okay? Oh, by the way, through all the trouble, Oakland, Orlando, and Brooklyn still haven't secured a playoff spot. I think that one is hilarious as well. They haven't secured a spot. Because somehow the map favors Washington. I don't know how that works. But in the Western Conference, Memphis is holding on to that 8th spot and has a chokehold on that son of a bitch. But Portland is creeping up, and Jusuf Nurkić is back. And that is going to be something special to see how that turns out. San Antonio, the Spurs. Listen, this is something. So if everybody remembers last year when Pop took Denver to 7 games as a 7th seed, something like that. And then that really messed up Denver because Denver got screwed up in that one. And then all of a sudden the Blazers came in, stomped out Denver, and then got stomped out by Golden State. But, you know. But anyways, so then after that, we got the Pelicans, Sacramento, and Phoenix. So now this is the only way that Memphis gets in, okay? So Memphis, if they just went out or they win majority of like 7 of their games, they're automatically in. But if they falter, Portland is on their ass. San Antonio is on their ass. New Orleans and Sacramento and Phoenix is on their ass. And this is why we have this playoff format, because the West, the West is really contending. I still think that in the Western Conference, and shout out to Sactown, shout out to the Bay Area. My family's from the Bay Area. I know she's watching. Love you, moms. Shout out to the Yay. It's just that I feel that no matter what happens, it's going to be Clippers Lakers. I don't see anybody. I don't see Houston beating. If Houston has to play the Clippers, so let's for kicks and giggles, okay? Let's say that Memphis locks up the 8th seed, okay? Then it's Lakers-Memphis in the first round. Clippers-Mavs in the first round. Denver-OKC in the first round. And Houston-Utah in the first round. Let me tell you how this goes. Los Angeles, I say in 7 games, will beat Memphis. I think Memphis will put up a really, really good fight. I know everybody's like, really, Hollywood? Watch me. Watch Ja Morant. Ja Morant ain't going to let the squad go. These young cats ain't going to let the squad go without a fight. Okay? And then you got the winner of that is going to play Houston and Utah. Utah is not built to play Houston by any means. That's going to be a sweep. I think Houston will sweep Utah right out of the damn building. So that's a wrap. Okay? Then you'll have the Clippers and Clippers and Dallas. That's a six-gamer. That's a six-seven gamer. Lakers will beat Dallas because Dallas is still young. And then you got Denver, OKC. And if my money is based off where things are now, thank you. Oh my goodness, Toby hit the nail on the head. That would, you know what? If they really did that, something like that, like in the summertime, if that was like the summertime thing, that would be perfect. That would be awesome. Just kind of like what they have, like Ice Cube's League, but 5-on-5. That would, like, street ball. 5-on-5 street ball. Do it at the Rucker. You know what I'm saying? That would be hilarious. I would fucking love that. So then we have Denver OKC. I honestly think that given the way that OKC is built with Chris Paul and the experience that they have, I think that OKC, if they had to play Denver in the first round, they could beat Denver in the first round. Everybody's going to be like, yeah, right, dude. You haven't been paying attention to OKC. This team led by Chris Paul is a much better team than the team that was led by Russell Westbrook last year. Point blank, period. I would not want to be the team that faces OKC in the playoffs with Chris Paul running the show, because the dude, he got Steven Adams, which I'll tell you right now, and you can quote me on this, and I know you got your Embiids and you got your, you know what I'm saying, you got your whoever's, right? I'm going to tell you like it is. Steven Adams is the best center in basketball, and it's not even close. And you're going to be like, yeah, right, Hollywood, you tripping. Look at it number for number, game for game, consistency for consistency. Steven Adams delivers what his averages and above his averages. He never goes below his averages. It's a weird thing to say. Like, if he goes below, it's because he probably played a short game or it was a blowout. But Steven Adams is guaranteed to give you about 15 points and give you about 10 rebounds. Guaranteed. He does not break from that. And that is consistency that you can get. You can't buy anywhere else. And the fact that now, if they need to, they bring in Nerlens Noel off the bench as the bench starter. Look at the stats with Noel and Adams on the court at the same time. They coexist very well with each other when they need to cool each other down. It's proven. I'm telling you like it is right now. If you don't believe me, look it up. That's all I can tell you. It's wild. It's wild. But it's something else. This playoff format I love. I just spent about 28, 29 minutes talking about this playoff format. But we're gonna come up. We got all the way Wednesday coming up. We got a bunch of stuff coming up. Just watch the shows. We're gonna be online every time, all the time. So let me answer this real quick. Let's see. All right, so that's done. So now, while we've been celebrating the effort that the NBA has done and the way that they've combated coronavirus with the bubble, we have to bring all kinds of shame to Major League Baseball for not controlling the coronavirus like they should have. They are the anti bubble, as they say. I don't know what the hell they're doing in Major League Baseball. I said this was a shit show before the paper were signed, and I gave props to Major League Baseball for actually going out and doing it. The problem is that they couldn't control their players. They couldn't control their players from, you know, holding get-togethers or going to strip clubs or doing what they do. They don't have control of their players on that level, to the point where Yoenis Cespedes of the Mets, he was like, I can't deal with this. I have to leave because y'all are wild. 9 St. Louis Cardinals players tested positive for coronavirus today. 9. 9. They used both the long-term test and the rapid test. 9. So keep in mind, baseball has about 15 players. So guess what happened? A whole baseball series got canceled with the Miami Marlins. That's off the table, off the books. Done. It's a wrap. How do 9 players, when you say you have everything under control, test positive for coronavirus? It literally means you have absolutely no control. You don't know what you're doing. We're screwed. We're fucked. You might as well just say that. You might as well say it at that point. And I bet you, if another breakout on another team happens within the next 2 weeks, there is going to be no more baseball for this season. And it's a sad thing to say because we're so close to finishing this thing out 60 games. They're so close. And we can't. We can't. It's a wrap. It's done. It's done. Like how somebody needs to take some personal responsibility. Somebody, the commission needs to take some responsibility. These players need to take some responsibility. I want to see somebody say, you know what? I fucked up. But no, that's not going to happen. Nobody's going to come out in St. Louis and be like, you know what? I went partying with strippers and hookers. I went partying, you know what I'm saying, in Miami, which is stupid because that's where the epicenter of the coronavirus is. Oh, why are we holding home games in Miami when Dade County's closed still? Whose grand idea was that? And then to fly players in out of Miami and fly players out of Miami, and then you think the Miami strip clubs wasn't going to get a hold of them and grab that coronavirus? Come on, man. Come on. Really? 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 This is why I hate people, because people lie. They'll do anything to keep up that lie, and that is where we are at with that. So with baseball, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know where this is going to go. I can tell you. I can say that another bad virus dealio is it's a wrap. It's done. There's going to be no baseball for the rest of the season if another one happens of this magnitude. 9 players where you have to shut down your entire baseball series operations for a whole entire week, it's a wrap. Because you got to understand, the business of baseball isn't just about the people who come in. It's not just about the TV advertising revenue and stuff like that. Follow my boy Darren Ashton on Facebook from Vegas. He'll tell you the business of baseball is more than just the sport and the advertising. It's the financials of it. It's the sports betting. It's the sponsors. It's all that. Once you take away a set of games, that whole thing is gone. And you've ruined it for Miami. You've ruined it for St. Louis. And so they've really screwed up on this one. They really have screwed the pooch on this one. So I don't know what they're going to do. I really don't know. Like I said, another outbreak of this magnitude, it's a wrap, Chico. But let's talk about some good news. Let's talk about some really good news. Dwayne The Rock Johnson from WWE fame, also one of the biggest movie stars of the modern era, him and an ownership group have just recently purchased the entire XFL from Vince McMahon in bankruptcy proceedings. Now, what this means for a lot of people, including football fans, is that the competition against the NFL lives on and will live on until hopefully we'll come back next season. The way that the XFL was built was not bad. Listen, the XFL was getting traction. The XFL was getting fans in attendance. They were getting eyes on the product. The advertising revenue was popping. Everything was good. And then coronavirus hit and everything ended. The XFL was ready to go the long haul until coronavirus hit. They had already signed another TV deal. That was done. They had everything was straight, but they couldn't afford to pay everybody because Vince McMahon is a wrestling promoter first and a football guy second. He doesn't give a too much shit about football. He cares, but not really. Okay. But the reality is that I think people are let's skip over the semantics and tell you what this actually means. We actually have a dual minority league owner. So the two big parts of the Rock's ownership group, one of them is Hispanic, major Hispanic moneymaker. The Rock is, you know, he got money. So they bought the whole thing for $15 million. They said Vegas sold out every home game the first time around. They did. They did. And the XFL was ready to expand. I think they were gonna come back to Vegas again, in my understanding. Like, we're gonna go from the 8 teams to 12 teams. The XFL is a success had not coronavirus hit. I'm happy, but I'm happy we got a minority league owners. Like, they own the entire league. Minorities own the XFL. I don't know. I need y'all to understand this. Minorities own the XFL. This is a win, but not only black people and not only Hispanic people, but for every minority that's been told that you can't own the piece of the American dream, The Rock has said that buck all that shit. You can. You can come in. You can save a league and make something out of it. I for one, am excited because me, as a former business owner in Las Vegas, I'm the type of person that loves a good feel-good story. And this is it. Now, there are people, the creditors for the XFL, are like, but listen. I think once this gets in front of a judge and the judge approves the sale, the reality of the sale is that in the middle of a pandemic, the sum is greater than the parts of the XFL. Everything that the XFL stands for and has, as far as assets, are worth about $15 million. But if you break that out down, it's not going to be worth $15 million. At that point, you might as well, like, everybody's going to go bankrupt. Let the sale complete. Dwayne Rock Johnson gets his league, and then Ballers becomes real life, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you don't think I watched the show. I watched the show. I love that fucking show. So that's it from Hollywood Land for Monday night. We will be back Wednesday night with an All the Way Wednesday. We got the NFL preview, first one dropping this weekend. Me and Big Sin are going to record it behind the scenes. It's not going to be live like the normal ones were. Also, join us our big year four celebration, season four celebration of the Overtime Sports Show dropping beginning of September. I was going to do it middle of August, but September, the first week of September, after we get done with the NFL previews. I love the NFL previews. Once we're done with that, we're going to do a big celebration. I'm going to talk about four years that we've done this show. Me and Big Sin are going to celebrate it all. Yes, and unlike Vince, The Rock did play football. That is one big, 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 big difference. The Rock understands football, knows how the game is played. The guy that he actually partnered with played football as well and knows how the game is played too. Worked in a bunch of league offices. This is going to be the XFL's best chance of winning, and I'm willing to bet you money that Vince is going to slide The Rock some money on the side to make this happen. I'll bet you. So check us out Wednesday, me and Big Sin, All the Way Wednesday. We're going to catch up on the sports NHL. We're going to find out how the NHL is doing in their restart. And hopefully by the time Wednesday comes, Major League Baseball won't be shut down. So again, this is your boy Hollywood J Black signing off till Wednesday. Until then, we out this thing. Deuces.